Hey, Relay community. It's Lindsay Hine here, joined with Tommy Runs, Peter Bromka, and Matt Chittum. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, hey.
Here we are. Let's go.
What do you guys think of my podcaster voice? Did you see Laura Green? I feel like this is always something I bring up. Did you see Laura Green's reel about podcasters?
Sorry. Sometimes I get stuck in that. Yeah, her reel. She's like, her friend's like, what? Is that your podcaster voice? And she's like, sorry, sometimes I get stuck. But tell me how you're doing today.
I felt attacked in many versions of that.
My favorite is the dig at like when podcasters think that they're best friends with everybody that's a guest on their show. Mm-hmm. I mean, Laura made it about Nikki Hiltz being best friends with everybody, but I always think podcasters think they're like best friends with every guest that's ever been on their show.
I will say Laura's like the biggest flex about Laura because she's so great is like I clicked on the comments and I'm like, damn. She kind of like poked fun. I'm sure she tagged. I didn't actually look closely. You know, a thing, Nikki, Kira. And then they're all already in the comments by the time I saw it. And I'm like, whoa.
My comment section are my close relatives. We're like, proud of you, Matt. you're the best, Matt.
Yeah. Like,
it's like that's not relevant to anything that I'm posting, but I appreciate the heads up.
Tommy Thanks, seems Aunt chagrined. Gretchen. Tommy, talk us through this. You seem a little bit depressed.
No. So like, I'm not including my mother. I'm not including her because she's been like she's gotten better over time. Like she'll comment and it has something to do with the post, you know. But like, there's other people that are close to the family that like will say stuff like, "I'm so proud of everything that you've done." I'm like, "The shoe's about the Mizuno that just came out. Like the whole video is about like a shoe." I'm proud of like, you know, like look how far you've come. Like, okay, all right. Just open the box, you know.
My mom used to just go straight over the line. She would be like, "Don't be a douchebag." And you'd be like, "Whoa." People would be like, "Mom."
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Tommy, I thought my comment on your I said creator because you are a creator. You're not an influencer. And I
loved that. I loved that because
love that.
And that came from one of our last conversations with someone off air.
Yeah.
yeah, that was great. I love that because creator is what, you know, I don't want to be called influencer all the time, you know?
Yeah.
I'm nervous about doing too many podcasts because right now I can just say I'm a writer. But if I like branch out too much, it's like, now I'm just creating. We are creating.
You're a podcaster, Peter.
No, you're a podcaster.
Let's do it. Let's podcast.
Writer, podcaster, and not, shoe wearer. Fancy shoe wearer, Peter Bromka.
It's a cute little hobby you got there.
Thank you.
Okay, listen.
So why are we here today? I'm excited. I felt like you incubated this idea without even telling us about it, and then you sort of dropped it on us almost fully formed, and I'm like,
we're doing it.
This is too good to be true.
It's because I'm a creator, Peter.
Wow. Look at that. Look at that.
Like, what a pro. I like how you did that. I like that.
I thought of this after listening to, so what people don't know is we have a Relay group safe space message going that nobody except for people in Relay can ever know what is said in that group, and we all trust each other with our lives.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, we're
Absolutely.
Not saying, like, this is a, what?
I'll put it out there, though. If anybody, the transcripts could go to the highest bidder is what I'm saying. I'm just saying, guys, I got some stuff on these people that you.
Here we go.
Kind of shaky.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so in the Relay safe space, though, I think I was, like, grocery shopping or something. I was listening to voice memos. Tommy likes to do the voice memos. Peter likes to do the voice memos. I'm like listening to those. And as I'm walking through the aisles of Trader Joe's, I think of this thing because we needed an episode. So we're doing runner trivia. And when I put it out there, I also did a voice memo. I was like, they're all going to be like, Lindsay, another one of Lindsay's ideas that she's not going to execute. She's not going to follow through with it. You know, because I do that. I'm an idea person and then I don't execute. But we're executing.
I'm in it. Here we are. Let's do it. I can't wait to lose horribly to the running nerd in chief, Peter Bromka.
I'm like really into this fact that this isn't live. I'm like, if you're hearing this, it went well enough that we're
airing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what we're doing. 10 running trivia questions. And if you win, I'm not playing. I'm the teacher. I'm giving the questions. If you win, you have to think of a challenge that the rest of us, maybe not me because I'm the teacher. I know, but make it fun. And you have to complete it before Christmas. So like, Tommy, if you win, you have to think of a challenge for Peter and Matt, and they have to complete it before Christmas. So it can't be like, go run 100 miles, because that's not like, you know, it's got to be something they can do, but they might feel like silly doing and, you know, embarrassed a little bit. Got it?
Well, Peter or Matt, if you guys win, could you make the other two like go on a family vacation? Can we do something
even,
like that?
I'm not even brainstorming this. There's no chance I win this. So I'm just,
sandbag.
I resign to the fact that I will be doing something in addition to all the other tasks that I currently have to do over the next 10 days.
Dude has 1,000 episodes.
Oh, man. Yeah, the thing about Relay, I think what makes it fun is we sort of prove every episode how wide the running world is. Like, Matt can go moment for moment naming amateur runners for, like, he'll be like, you know Erica, you know Amy, like, you know Tim. And I'm like, I have no idea who you're talking about. He's like, she's like the biggest marathoner in North Carolina. And I'm like, I don't live in North Carolina. So Matt knows a lot about the running world. The committed amateur runner, I don't know if you've ever heard Metapy's intro, but
Metapy, I love it.
He knows a lot about the amateur runner, the everyday runner that's been on. That's the best thing to do when you're having one of the amateur runners on your podcast is go see if Matt's had him on his show, because he probably has.
And then you go over to Tommy's just to make sure that Tommy's also had him on.
Wait, one more podcast question. Do you all listen, Tommy and Matt, do you all listen to, like, if you're having someone on your show and you don't know a lot about them, do you listen to them on another podcast to prep?
For a minute.
For sure.
Do you? Do you, Tommy? Just the end. Depends on the person.
Yeah, yeah. And I try not to. I mean, I'll listen to see, like, the intro.
Oh, like to see all the facts that the host spits out so you haven't missed anything?
I'll go to all of Matt's because he says everything that's going to happen in the pod right then. And then I just jump off. Because, I mean, honestly, I think sometimes it'll be a really great episode, but then you'll find yourself like kind of stuck in that train of thought. Mm-hmm. So I try to just get little nuggets if I can.
I agree. I do it if it's someone I really don't know anything about. And I'm like, I listen to at least one. So I'm like, I want to know what their personality is like. Like, how much like work am I going to have to do to pull some stories out of them? Or like, are they chatty? Are these like one word answer kind of people? These are the kinds of things I was thinking when I watched Laura Green's Instagram. I was like, oh, this is all in the vault, though. This is in the Relay safe space. We don't drop names here.
I have like a part of that, too, is that when I'm listening to another person on another podcast or a future guest on another podcast, I view it as like, okay, this show is like the introduction to my podcast. So like, I'll reference that show a lot and I'll do a lot of follow-up questions. Like, you told Lindsay, blah, blah, blah. Mm. I'd love to ask you for something like basically as if I was part of the conversation, like to ask them like a follow-up to something that they answered for you. So, like, I always had this idea of a podcast where, like, it's called, like, the follow-ups. Like, I'll get someone, like, off of another podcast.
But, oh,
like,
nice.
Here's, like, all the next set of questions that, like, either that host didn't get to or, like, follow-ups that you could, like, as you're listening to, be like, oh, I want to learn more about that. Or, like, I just heard a podcast that was, like, in the last, like, 5 minutes, the person's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I forgot to tell you that ages 20 to 25, I didn't run because I got car doored on my bike. And then at age 26, I won the North Face 50K. It's like, that would have been nice to know at the beginning of the podcast, because then we could do some follow-up questions. But he said that like in passing as they were like, how can I follow you on Instagram? So it's like, oh, this is what I did. We need another show called The Follow-Up, where you just kind of like do like chapter two of the conversation.
Nice.
What's your take on podcasters though going, where can we find you?
It's a courtesy. I don't know.
Do you do it? Do you do it, Tommy?
I like whenever I don't know how to end it.
Yeah. It's like sometimes you're like, where am I going? How am I wrapping this? I get that. I never do. I like never do it though, because I'm like, that's so boring. Anybody can find out where they can find them.
Yeah, I don't hate it though, only because as a listener, I'm not always thinking.
Go find them.
I'm not thinking about that next. I'm actually probably on a run and I'm thinking, what am I going to listen to next? And so if you said like, I mean, if you had Tommy on and you're like, Tommy, where should we find it? And he mentions a bunch of stuff. I'd be like, oh, he has like that and that. I don't hate it.
Right. Because it's not like necessarily Instagram related. It can be something like, oh, yeah. Oh, you have a Substack? Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, if you know that it's like a plug for something different or like some way to support what they're doing.
And he's like, check out the PR project. And you're like, oh, yeah, I heard him reference that, but maybe he didn't explain it. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think there's, maybe you could fill it in if you basically, you could lead it. You know, you could be like, I follow you on Instagram and hear it. Is that mostly where you spend your time? Or like,
So did the trivia start yet? Was this?
No. Wait, I have one more podcast question.
Is this the trivia? Am I winning?
I have one more. This has actually turned into a podcaster pet peeve episode. Last thing, and then we're going to do trivia.
I promise.
What about when the podcaster's like, introduce yourself? I'm like, isn't that your job? Aren't you supposed to introduce the guest? How do you feel about that?
Well, so you're saying like from our side of things as professional podcasters, you're asking us our opinion on podcasters that do that?
Yeah, I feel
they're
like it's lazy.
Hacks. All of them. All of them are hacks. I'm just kidding.
A lot of people do it though. Even like really good podcasters do it, but I don't like it.
Well, I mean, I guess if they do it, I feel like you got to find a trend. If they do it every single time, it's like, hi, we got a guest, blah, blah, blah. Introduce yourself to the audience every time. Then it's like, okay, what's going on here? Are you just like, are you just trying to meet these people and just be cool with them and become BFFs? But I think sometimes maybe it's like, you know that this person would say it much differently than you. And you've done your intro, but you're like, hey, introduce yourself to the audience. You know, because maybe they go like, well, I thought you never asked. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I will say the opposite or related to that. If you're going to always have the same, I've been on a lot of podcasts. And sometimes people will be like, well, we always
light
end with
flex.
These. Yeah, flexing over here. But they're like, the questions we always ask. And I'm like, to be honest, I haven't listened to a lot of these.
Oh, that's a pet.
And because
that's a pet peeve
sometimes
too.
Those questions are the types of things that would be better if you've thought about it. I was on Lindsay Hines' podcast and I sent it to our buddy Matthew Luke Meyer because I was like, hey, Matt, you're going to like this.
Oh, no.
At the end of her podcast, she asked, who would I run with? Like, in the world, alive or dead, but I didn't really hear her, and I just said I'd like to go on a run with my buddy Matt. He's like, I was like, just I could have gone running with Jesus or Prefontaine or my grandmother.
Jesus,
but I chose you,
wow.
Matt.
I remember thought, is he gonna say me? I'm like, that can't be right.
Wait,
like, we've already gone on a run. He's not gonna pick me, but yeah.
Wait, I don't ask that question, though.
I think
somebody did.
It might have been someone else's podcast. Oh, I say if you could have coffee, tea, or cocktail with someone fun, motivating, or inspiring, who would it be?
Yeah, it was coffee. And I was like, I had like a text exchange with Matt and we were hoping to catch up. And I was like, I really want to have coffee with Matt. But it wasn't like if I could, I think given some more space, like my grandmother who passed away 15 years ago, like probably rises higher in the stack rank.
Okay.
Well, we know your top three is Jesus, Fontaine, and your grandmother. So.
Yeah, that'd be a funny get together.
Speaking of grandmothers who passed away, I was just thinking about this morning. I was like, I was over the line. Yesterday, I was getting my hair cut, and we were talking about grandmas and stuff. I don't know why. I played a voicemail on my phone from my dead grandma to the girl cutting my hair. That's over the line, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I think that's also like sanctity and like, was this like a Supercuts where like you just walked in and the first time you ever met her?
No. It's like my girl. Like we're friends. Okay. Like we're haircut friends.
It's like the barbershop type of thing,
Okay.
Like you can say a lot of stuff in there. Like I think that's also a safe space in a way.
Okay.
It's also part of the job
description, right? It wasn't
like,
your grandmother like dragging your haircut though, right? It was like something...
No, it was my grandma saying, Lindsay, I just wanted to congratulate you on another baby boy.
That's nice.
It's like a saved message from 2018.
Yeah.
But
all right,
I'm like, did my hairdresser need that?
You should ask her.
Okay.
Well, I mean, right. You must have been talking about it. I mean, if she was like, hey, yeah. How are you doing this week? And then you pulled that out, that'd be strange. Yeah. I'm sure you got there somehow.
All right, running trivia.
Some connections.
Running trivia.
Oversharing Lindsay. Running trivia.
Turns out Lindsay just had a bunch of questions about her life, and like we were just, there were no right answers.
I mean, I do feel like if someone goes like, hey, like the questions that we always ask, they say it as if that I've listened to the pod before all the way through to the end.
I know. That's where I get really tight, and I'm like, oh no.
And like, it's like, how dare you assume that I would do homework on your show for your show?
Right,
like, I'm just over here trying to get ready to make sure I got all my lies straight. You know, I can't also do research to figure out what questions you're asking.
Oh,
at the end.
I was on Sweet Run with Natalie and Gerald, and
we go
so deep.
Unprepared.
It was so fun. And at the end, they're like, okay, what is your favorite restaurant? Like, where? And then they do this rundown, and I was like, I just froze. I just
Chili's.
Did the worst intro to. Yeah. I was like, the worst Portland,
Chili's?
Oregon ambassador ever.
Denny's.
I think I said, like, there's a food truck pod near my house. It was so depressing. And she's so sweet. She was like, well, there's a lot of food trucks in a lot of cities. I mean, she's in L.A., you know, like.
I know, if you freeze, you want to give a good answer because you want to represent your city well.
Yeah, like, well, what's your favorite place to run? It's like. Well, kind of. I just kind of only leave out my door. And
I
just
know.
Kind of
same.
Go
yeah. The.
You start at 514 Anthony Road.
Okay, guys. So,
let's go.
I thought to keep the theme of me always wanting to talk about myself. Your first question, because I was short a question. I just thought of this one. Name or write down. Lindsay Hines marathon PR.
Oh.
Make it about me right off the bat.
Oh, awesome. And we're texting you, correct?
We're texting. So then everybody's going to text me the answer. And the closest, should we just say whoever's the closest wins? I've got Matt's answer.
I feel like Matt's going to get this.
I didn't. I wish I
Matt
already I know
it
right off the bat.
Listen, this is like a trivia night at a bar. You guys can't look up answers. You can't be Googling.
True, true.
Anything.
We have too much internet in front of us. That would not
okay.
be fun.
I'm waiting on Tommy.
There's a side
okay.
trash talk thread, guys.
All right.
I hope all the listeners
are you
know,
guys
like,
trash talking me?
Like, I'm.
Yeah, so. Yeah, the listeners. Yeah, so we're all texting Lindsay.
We're all texting Lindsay, and someone else is
Lindsay
trying to get in
answer.
My head over here.
Okay, so I'm gonna read the answers. Tommy says 323. Peter says 307. Matt says 314. The answer is 311.52.
Right.
So
I mean, this isn't Price is Right rules. You can go over.
No.
Yeah.
You can go
the
over.
Amateur, which it makes sense that Matt. Is the closest because he's the amateur runner podcaster. So
yeah, he's
yeah,
the
yeah,
kind
of
guy
course.
Who would like, yeah, he would obsess that.
Matt,
yeah.
you know,
I knew
like,
he
you know
would know
Matt...
your PR. Although Matt, I'm almost disappointed. I think you're a little farther off. Than I
typed 311
okay.
and then I deleted it and then I typed 314.
Oh really? Okay. Bonus point. What marathon was it at?
Indianapolis.
You just gotta move
Monumental.
Fast, guys. You gotta go fast.
Indy.
Grandma's.
It was Indy. Okay. Number two.
Wait, no. He doesn't get an extra point for that, does he?
No, that's kind of just for fun.
Okay.
Just extra facts in there. One more bonus point. I have four kids. After which baby was it?
Lewis.
You have to say number because nobody knows the order of my
you
kids.
You have four kids after which baby was it?
Yeah,
wait,
like
what?
it was in between or after which kids?
Oh, the marathon.
I
did not understand.
I thought you said I had four kids after which baby was it? Like, what?
Yeah.
It was after your second child, Lewis.
Okay,
wait,
he
I have
says
a question.
After my second.
Did
okay.
you have did you have that crazy like mom
no,
blood
you can't
volume
do that.
Going on? Like I've heard women are like
no,
there's this crazy mom strength.
I was just normal strength.
Okay, normal
Peter,
strength.
Peter is working on going down a really dark rabbit hole that we can get us all canceled.
I was just crazy.
So, after you have a baby.
Okay, answer.
Let
answer,
me tell you.
Gentlemen. Peter, after what baby? One, two, three, or four?
I say one.
Two.
One, two. It was after three. 1 year postpartum. And then I got pregnant like 2 days later. So, that was fun. Okay. what the Americans, the women's American record in the marathon is held by Emily Sisson. What is the exact time of that record and what race was it run in?
That's two questions.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, but everybody know. If you all don't know what race that was running, like, you haven't been paying attention to running in the last, like,
Wow, you're really calling us out if we get this wrong.
I know. This, like, this was a fine question, and then you ratcheted up the expectations. I'm texting you, but I think I'm...
I need seconds, guys. I need seconds. Okay, Peter gave me seconds.
You need seconds?
Yeah, bro. Absolutely. Everybody knows the minute.
No, I don't know it right now. I'm done. Mine are both wrong. My minute's wrong for sure.
Oh, wow, Tommy. Okay.
Yeah. I got stuck. No,
I did not say the world record. I said the American record by Emily Sisson.
Tommy, go call your BFF Kira, and she probably knows.
She's got a pun about it, too.
Ooh.
That was a reference to Laura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy says 2:14 Chicago.
No.
Oh. What is it?
Mine was way off. You don't even have to
read mine. Samsonite. I was way off.
Glenn, did you think of runner trivia for me? Dang it. Okay, are we keeping Tommy's answer?
Yeah, sure. Yes. I mean, you have to,
The question perfectly fine. It's his responsibility to hear the question.
Yeah, right.
You actually said Emily's name.
2:14 Chicago. Peter says 2:18:13 Chicago 2022. Matt says 2:18:34. The answer is 2:18:29.
Yeah.
So Matt again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taking it down.
Man, okay. I'm switching it up on this one. He's a sandbagger.
Yeah.
Are you guys keeping a track of your points?
I thought you were the quote unquote teacher in the group.
Oh, I am the teacher.
I don't know why that's the terminology I'm going with, but I feel like you should be in charge of scorekeeping.
What have you been doing with this pen?
I have ADHD.
Tommy, I don't know about you. I'm not having trouble keeping track of how many points I have.
Okay,
no, I'm
Matt's
really
got
losing count here. I'm running out of fingers.
Okay, ready?
I just want to know how many people are listening to this and they're like, why didn't they get the digits exactly correct? And I'm like, sorry.
Is
anybody else's room getting hotter than it was when we started? Like, I'm starting to sweat.
You ready?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Now, I'm doing this one kind of backwards. The men's American record in the marathon is 2:05:38. That's not point to point. That's like the official American record for the men's marathon. You're
official.
Shaking your head. Did I say that wrong, Matt?
No, I'm sure you're right.
Okay. Who ran it? We all obviously know who has the American record for the women. We don't know the men's.
Peter does because he was right next to the guy for the first 23 miles.
My boy.
This is fun seeing these answers roll in.
Said who did it?
If you read out my spelling, I'm leaving this podcast.
Oh,
mine's wrong.
I feel like Matt's googling.
Hints.
Oh yeah. Hint.
Oh yeah. Come on, Peter.
But it doesn't help me though.
All right, I got it now.
Wait.
I don't.
I'm a jerk to myself.
You guys, you gotta move quick because this is.
You gotta give us a countdown.
Yeah. I don't know. Mine's wrong.
Either you move quick or you fill up.
Listen, this is like getting the kids out the door. You gotta get countdown. Countdown people.
Zero.
You think
just
that
zero.
Works?
Zero. Put zero for me.
I just gotta like throw kids out the door and just lock it and hope they get to school.
I was filling the air and I submarined myself.
All right, I'm done. I didn't mind.
The winner for this is Peter.
What's
Colin Panucci.
Yeah.
And I actually knew that because I got to interview him in Chicago. And I remember doing the research for that interview, and I was surprised that the record is from 2002 in London. So he's held that for a very long time. I know Ryan Hall.
Irony that we like don't know his name because he's such a baller that he did it. He lowered it so much that no one's really come close. Like that's,
2002.
Yeah, some convoluted. You would hope someone's name would grow in stature over time, but it's just like. Nope, no one comes close.
People might think, I think Ryan Hall ran 204, but it was Boston, so it doesn't count.
Yeah. And he had a tailwind. He had a hurricane.
Yeah. Matt said Abdi.
I thought you spelled Abdurrahman wrong. That's why I was like, oh.
Abdurrahman. I know. Yeah. And Tommy says Jesus.
Jesus.
I mean, am I wrong?
With Jesus, all things are possible, including the male American record of the marathon.
Am I wrong? No.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? From 2000 to 2022, what do you think all the years averaged together, what is your best guess for the average time run at the Boston Marathon?
The winning time?
For everyone?
Average.
For
everyone.
All competitors?
All competitors.
Oh.
First to last. Average over these 22 years.
It became more of a jogger's race, so.
Ow!
Burn!
Yikes!
I mean, she started. She's including years that didn't have charity runners. They weren't.
Just throw the number in there.
2000
elite
didn't
Peter.
Have charity runners?
I don't believe so. I think
really?
It started around 2003 or 4.
Wow, dang.
I think.
I'm just filling air time
Peter,
because
Peter
I
was,
don't know the answer.
You're not going to think of the answer. You're not going to like logically deduce it. You just have to guess. All I needed was 30 more seconds and I would have figured it out.
My brain is... Yeah, I'm doing
Peter.
Statistics.
Okay, I got, okay, okay.
Peter's like 250.
Wow. Wow. Okay, guys. Do you want the answer first or do you want me to read your answers first?
Answer first.
Okay. You want my answer, the real answer.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
The answer is 350-240.
Oh!
Matt said 347.
Damn it.
Peter said 355. Tommy said 437. He really went with that jogging race.
Well, yeah,
So
Peter
wait,
actually helped.
Tommy, in all things, has recency bias. We admire his new.
I bet that's the average for like New York.
Oh, for New York.
Yeah,
you can't
York,
say
yeah.
recency bias. Yeah. His last guess was Jesus.
Hello, this morning.
Hello.
So,
Jesus, are you there?
We have a tie. Matt and Peter are tied.
Yeah, 2-2.
All right, 2-2.
Oh my god, I lost.
Points, but I yes.
Oh, this is a good one. Okay.
I don't feel like any of your questions.
Tommy doesn't appreciate any of these suitable for me.
1984.
I was
Who
born
were
then,
the
yeah.
first siblings to win track and field medals at the same Olympics? Siblings. Even if you get one of the siblings right. Is my singing voice pretty?
Oh man!
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
I sent an answer. Oh, that's wrong. 84. Damn it.
Okay. All right. Wait, Tommy.
Never mind.
Do you want to resubmit?
It.
Okay,
yeah,
erase it.
But it was that's literally the year I was born though, so I'm not gonna know anything.
1984. This is one of the most famous people in track and field history ever. One of them is.
Man,
like, if I didn't know anything about track and field, if I wasn't a professional running podcaster,
I don't think
I
so.
I would track still nerd. Know this. I would still know this name.
I don't think you would.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Matt, have you sent in your
I have.
Are you resubmitting, Tommy?
No, I'm not.
Is it? Okay, Tommy says.
Well, does Jesus, is the Holy Ghost, is brother sibling? If you think, I mean, technically, right?
I just like cancel. For those ready to cancel Tommy, just do it offline.
Well, no, it's not cancelable.
Holy, they're 3-1, Tommy.
But they so okay. So I mean, that doesn't mean they're not siblings.
God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, they're one. They're not siblings. JC and HG is Tommy. He originally had DeBaba though. Matt
well,
says,
that would have made sense if it was the wrong. It was a different year.
The Pauls? Right? Who are the Pauls?
Jake Paul and no,
Chris Paul.
And the best answer here, Tommy, Bart and Lisa Simpson. Or no, Peter says Bart and Lisa Simpson. The answer is Jackie Joyner Kersey and her brother Al Joyner.
Oh.
He won gold in the triple jump, and she won silver in the heptathlon.
Yeah.
I don't know Al Joyner, but I feel like everybody knows Jackie Joyner Kersey, right?
They sure do.
I just want to go back to when you said that if you weren't running or anything or podcasting where you'd know the answer, and I think that that's not.
I wouldn't know accurate. The answer, but I would know who that is my point. I was well, trying to
she's
like,
said it. She's yeah. JJC and JC. You were close.
Yeah.
Give it to Tommy. He was close.
He was not he was close.
JC. Yeah, Joyner Kersey.
Matt, we got to throw him a bone. No, okay, take it off the board.
Joyner Kersey, though. Kersey's K, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. What am I talking about? Oh, sorry. I was being influenced by that.
Okay,
thanks for trying, Peter.
Top three finishers in the first women's Olympic marathon in 1984. You have to do the order.
This game is rigged.
am I singing more?
Wait, what?
Holiday
what time
songs
of year,
to pass the
what
time?
What time of year was it? Are the Olympics always in the?
This was the summer, right?
Summer,
yeah, August.
The Summer Olympics are August. In the summer.
So
that's true.
I literally probably was not born.
Tommy, 1984. When's your birthday?
August 22nd. I was literally not even.
I was 1 year old. I did not also know.
Well, you don't
what
count
was going
though,
on.
Because.
Yeah, these old men on the call, they were like three, so.
I'm just saying.
This is why I didn't want to do this episode.
Time's up, boys. Time's up, men.
I feel like Kafuzi would have done well with this somehow.
He would have done a lot better.
Oh, I like these answers. Okay, let's see. This is fun.
You have to start with the correct answer.
Tommy, you do have to submit an answer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll give you a hint.
No, it's like the SAT. If you leave it blank, it doesn't get aggregated to like the numerator.
Ooh. Someone's worked in admissions.
You got it, baby.
Wait, the marathon?
Yep.
Okay, yo, I got this one. Sorry.
If you don't, if y'all
else.
Don't
I
get
the
first
said
the
10, I thought
place
you said the
person
100.
Right.
I thought you said the 100.
You're kicked
maybe.
Off.
You're
it's
kicked
like
out of
door.
Relay. If you don't get who
go.
Won the marathon, you're
read
kicked
mine,
off.
Read mine first.
Des
I
Linden,
I nailed it.
Nell Rojas, Sha'Carri Richardson.
Home run?
None of who were alive. In, actually, yeah. No, Des was. Okay. That's Tommy's answer. Oh, Peter, is this your answer?
Oh, man.
Is that like a teacher? Like, are you sure you're done with this test? Is that one of those tones?
Well, I'm just disappointed because Peter and I both read Long Run to Glory.
I know.
And we interviewed the author.
That tone of voice was like when the teacher's walking around during the test, and all of a sudden they just stop behind you and they go, "Remember to proofread your work." And you're like, "That was directed at me."
Were you hearing me 60 seconds ago when I said I'm an idiot? I'm not.
Are you sure you're done with that one?
Peter, I'm just rooting for you here because I read the book too, and I also had to look up the answer because I couldn't
brutal.
Remember.
This is brutal. She is just destroying me.
I couldn't remember the third place person because there was some back and forth. Okay, so are you resubmitting, Peter, or no? Okay.
Just keep going. I'm
Matt
drawing
says,
a blank.
Joni. And Greta Watts. And Peter says, Joni. Yeah.
No,
that's
Switzer. Where my brain.
Why did you think Catherine Switzer was in the top three?
My brain just misfired. I'm sorry.
I could be wrong, but I think Catherine Switzer's fastest marathon is like 250. It's
I,
not...
I understand that.
Okay.
And I'm
okay.
Like, I'm drunk.
And Tommy Runs was his third place person. which makes
that's
no
accurate.
Sense because he wasn't born.
But I was just fun. Oh.
He's
this
not a female.
All things are possible.
So the answer
possible.
Is Joan Benoit Samuelson.
Yeah.
Greta Watts.
Yes, that's
it. And Rosa Moda.
Rosa Moda.
So if you read the book or you learn more about this race, which it's actually really fascinating, Ingrid Christensen is the other player in the game that day. And her and Rosa Moda, I didn't know really anything about. I'd heard of Greta Watts quite a bit, but that's why that book was so good because it like, you learned a lot about some of these other players that were part of making women's running in the marathon like an actual thing. So,
well, I'll just say you can read about it. You might not remember it. It might just go in one ear and out the other.
Okay. I think this is number 8, y'all. What is the largest half marathon in the country, in the United States of America?
This is like great question because it's going to be the kind that just burns when I get it wrong.
I mean, okay. Okay, I shouldn't give any hints, should I?
I don't know if it's right, but I feel good about my answer.
Do you really? You feel good about
that? God damn it. Maybe not anymore.
I'm shocked you feel good about this. I'm so mean. I shouldn't be a teacher.
Well, the city that the race is in that I just sent you is bigger than my whole state. So I was like, this could draw a pretty good crowd.
Okay, Tommy, I feel like I'm not trying to pressure you. I want you to be a really good student, but you're coming in. You're taking a long time to get your answers.
I'm always
started.
Turning my test in last.
Yeah. And Matt's always first. He's like, I'm the one editing this, so I need these pauses to be short.
Oh, sorry, Matt. I don't know, man.
Okay, so Tommy says Seventh-day Advent's half marathon. Peter says Houston. And Matt, though it's near and dear to my heart, your answer is not right. He said the Donna. The Donna half marathon and marathon. Y'all come down. I'm going to the trials.
Matt, that's not your real answer, right?
And then I'm driving
it
over.
It was, because I was trying to think of like maybe Donna. A major race that actually emphasizes the half over the full.
Mm.
That was the thing that I was thinking about. That was the path I got to my answer.
So I think I wanted to give a hint and say, like, if you know anything about me and where I lived for a very long time.
The Carmel half marathon?
No, the 500 festival mini marathon in Indianapolis. There's over 30,000 people that run it, and
wow.
It runs on the speedway. It runs on the racetrack for 2 miles. It is a really cool race. That's the answer.
If you had said this race is in Indianapolis, I still would have got it wrong.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Still would have said Carmel.
Oh, I would have said Monumental. I would have just assumed that they had a half marathon.
So Monumental, I believe, has like 8,000 people that run the half, and then Carmel probably has like 3,000. I'm just guessing. But the 500 Festival is huge. It is a massive race.
Interesting. And how many people run that half marathon?
That's the 30,000.
30,000.
Yeah.
It's really cool. No wonder they have. Wait, who runs that race? That's a lot of money.
I do. I run it.
No, sorry.
And 29,999 other people.
So the 500 Festival runs the race. Like, that's who's behind it, the 500 Festival. It's all tied in with the month of May in Indianapolis, which is a really big deal because the Indianapolis 500 is in May. And so the 500 Festival is like a nonprofit and they run it. It's May in Indianapolis is very
You're really cool. helping round it out. I mean, I've come on here multiple times and I'm anti-USATF voice on this podcast. And I've always wondered, like, why is USATF in Indianapolis? It just seems random. And then all you do is build up the credentials of that city's running. And I'm like, okay, like, there you go.
Yeah.
Like, a whole bunch of people who are out of touch. That's where you,
Right.
Listen, Indy is, I just got back from Indy because we went to the Big Ten Championships to go to the Michigan game, football game. And I live in Raleigh now. And I'm like, oh, Indy is really cool. It is like such a sports town. I mean, it really is like really way cooler than Raleigh in regards to sports. So, yeah, there's a lot there. Okay. Okay. What percentage? This is kind of like this has to do with like that.
That means you can at least be in the neighborhood, Tom. You don't have to come up with a name. Like, you know, the numbers are going to be between 0 and 100.
This has to do with...
Are you sure? I've heard people say 1,000% all the time.
I'm giving 110% on this answer. I can say that.
I mean, I'm hoping there's a tiebreaker here because otherwise Matt and Peter are going to have Tommy do something random.
No. They got to do it. There's got to be... They got to do their own tiebreaker.
Okay, tiebreaker.
I'm not in this by myself.
This kind of goes along with the conversation about Boston not being a jogger's race, or the equity thing with females. Remember when I got people hated on me because I said I thought the women's standard
Lindsay's
was too
down
slow?
On the edge of cancelable, and she's like, that's hey, want to come down to do. Here with me? And
yeah.
We're like, no, we're good.
What percentage of people do you think actually deserve to be there?
What percentage of finishers in the Boston Marathon in 2022 were female?
Ooh.
And listen, I'm not citing like some big source. I'm citing like the Google. So just so you know.
I'm doing shrug emoji for those who can't see me. But I submitted an answer.
Come on, Tommy.
Just because I know it
oh,
seems.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Sad number.
You are not allowed to be a teacher. Like, you hit us when we're down. That's not the moment to, like.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah. That's going to.
This is fun. We can.
Oh, wow.
We
this
should
is going
to
affect
more,
your grade.
And I don't always have
yeah,
to
we
be
need
a
more, more th- we need more theme-based trivia.
I'm not an
uplifting
teacher.
Yeah, because this is too much.
Okay. So Tommy says 22%. Like it's 1986.
Tommy, when did you start hating women?
Yeah. He's only doing the math for the people he acknowledges as finishers. He's like, yeah.
Oh, no. Well, no. I had a bad experience with 2022, so every number is going to be lower than it's supposed to be for me.
Okay, Peter, or Tommy says 22%.
That's the percentage of the race that I enjoyed.
This isn't about you, Tommy. This is about how many females finished the race. Matt says 39%. Peter says 44%. The answer is 43%.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Which I think that's pretty close. Like, that's pretty good. Okay.
Just for the record, I would have guessed it was actually more female than male if that whole controversy hadn't have happened, which clued me me into the gender disparity.
Sorry,
like this,
which part of the controversy? There's been so many controversies.
Yeah, anyway,
like,
it got to the point where I was like, all right, like, just so you know, like, there's more men than female run Boston. I was like, I didn't know that. So that's like, if we'd done this test like in September, I'd been like, oh, where more females run marathons than males, I'll probably skew over 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they come out with the stats of finisher percentage rate and like the women just like, you know, the New York Times is like, why is it that more women finish than men? Percentage
in other marathons? You mean other marathons?
Or like they went deep on Boston 2018 when it was like
DNFs.
Yeah, DNFs. Like why do men baby out like halfway through?
Oh, there
like,
were more.
Yeah. You know.
We push babies.
Tom, you're not
going to
dig yourself
vaginas.
Out of the hole that 22% puts you in. You can't. No, you can't start. So if we had done this in 2001, you'd be like 1%.
Listen.
You know, my superior math skills, I've been thinking about how to make my fellow co-hosts uncomfortable out on the run. Yeah, keep going.
Women are the stronger ones, though. I'll just, having given birth 4 times, I'm just gonna say it. Okay.
I had this whole analogy after I watched my wife give birth about how it was like so overwhelming, and it would be like finishing a marathon and then they're like, congrats, turn around and run back to Hopkins again. And you're like, no, like not possible. And it's like, no, you have no choice. You got to go. And then because of like lack of sleep and like early child, like it got filtered as people were like, Julia, didn't Peter compare like childbirth to marathoning? I'm like, that's not what I was saying. That's not what I was saying.
Unfortunately, that's all I heard as well.
Yeah, that's all I heard. I heard you said that
you are not a feminist.
Yeah,
Peter, I'm disappointed in that take. Okay. So the answer.
Peter's like, well, if you train for it, you know, you should be able to just. If you really train, yeah.
So
you
Peter's winning right now.
What do you mean right now? We are done. Call it the finish
line. Is that 10? I have one more question.
Okay.
What's the porta potty count at the New York City Marathon?
Oh my God! Why would I know this number?
It's supposed to be random. This is
This is a great trivia question. This is A plus. I don't know who put this in the chat or if you came up with this, but this is great.
Well, I will say I'm not that popular on Instagram, and last I checked, only one person had filled out that question box, so it's that person.
Oh, nice. This is from
Mary Margaret Morrison, but she actually says, what is the total porta potty count for all major marathons this year? And I did not have time to research all that, so I just did New York City. Okay. All right. Wow. If this has proven anything, it is that I should not be a teacher.
Yeah, Matt, she can make some.
Matt says 915. Tommy says 1500. And Peter says 7,123. I just want to acknowledge you. Tommy runs, wins the question.
Yes.
2,000.
Yes.
Tommy's got a point.
Who knows more about going to the bathroom at races than Tommy runs?
You guys are terrible at everything you've ever tried to do.
He is back. He is on the board.
So...
If only we had 19 more questions, I would have beat both of you guys.
The winner of this runner trivia given by teacher Lindsay Hine is Peter Bromka.
I'd like to thank all of the people who believed in me, which are none of the people on this call. Okay, so for my good friends, Matt Chittum and Tommy Runs, I would like for you need to do this on your own, and then you need to come to a future group chat and tell us about it. It involves leaving.
Listening, look at him. What are you looking at, Tommy?
It involves going on a run from your home. It needs to be.
Of course, it does. It's Peter. You got to run.
Yeah.
Fast as you can.
No.
Throw up twice.
You're welcome to do that, and I want to hear about it. But you need to leave, and it can't be like too early in the morning or too late at night, because other people in your community are involved. I need you out on a run, and when you see three different times, when you see a neighbor, you have to say, "Hey, neighbor, good morning." And you have to wave, just like you have to be extra. You have to be over the top, and just you need to bring exuberance level 110%.
We need it captured at least once. We have to have proof.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you could have your phone out and be like, "Hey, neighbor, good morning."
I want to see proof of the neighbor, too.
I hope we're going to adjust these audio levels, because I want to yell. I don't want to be yelling in the ears of our listeners, but I really want you to just, if I even like suspect that you kind of went like, "Hey, neighbor, how's it going?"
You're in trouble.
Look at Matt. I would think, Matt, this could come right. You are the rambling runner. You could do this.
Many times I have to run through my neighborhood to see three people? This is going to be marathon. Yeah.
Whose personality does this most suit? I feel like I do this anyway.
Okay. I thought you were going to say between me and Matt.
But no, on the relay team. I could see Laura doing it too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, Laura, yeah, all of Laura, well, Laura runs she with knows all of everybody. Her neighbors.
Yeah.
No, everybody in Boulder runs.
Mike Coe would, I mean, he could inadvertently have a whole, like, cascade of fans, but he's just, like, probably would not want to. He'd be like, "Hey, what's up?"
He purposely doesn't run in his area so he can get away from the people.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, close us out, because I got to go pick up a kid. I'm already 5 minutes late.
All right, everybody. Welcome. All right, everybody. That was... Welcome to the Rambling Runner Podcast. Everybody, that was Relay Trivia. We will definitely do this again, hopefully with a bigger group of people. Maybe a fewer non sequiturs, and maybe some better answers along the way. If you have a theme that you think we could do, as opposed to just...
I want to say better questions. That's what I want to say.
That's true.
Now that our teacher has left
now
the building.
Now that Lindsay's not here. No, real talk. No, I'm just kidding. So if you have a theme that you think would be fun to be part of, or that we could tailor this so it's not just so broad-based, that could also be a fun thing, that's for sure. If you haven't done so already, make sure you please follow and subscribe to the Relay Podcast. Also, you can share us over on Instagram, Relay_site, where we have all of the funny little clips that come from this. An example of this is last week when we tried to figure out who had better recovery powers, CJ Albertson or Wolverine. And that led to a very funny conversation. So, all right, guys.
CJ Albertson.
It really is a no-brainer. And, you know, clearly. But it really comes a matter of degrees. How close is Wolverine to CJ Albertson? Not who is, you know.
Adamantium? Yes.
Wow.
Thanks, friends.
Wow. So you're an X-Men nerd too, huh? Not just running?
Oh, yeah. He's the best.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening and happy running.